Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Sri Lanka salvaged some pride ahead of the Test series against Pakistan by winning the final one-day international in Abu Dhabi by 2 wickets. Their ninth wicket pair, Vijayanta Mendis and Dinesh Chandimal, scored 36 off the final 4 overs to give their side victory. The result might have been very different had the DRS system not been in operation. Mendis was given out LBW first ball to Syed Ajmal, but successfully reviewed the decision. He went on to do more than just support Chandimal, hit the winning boundary in the final over to end on 19 off 14 balls. Chandimal, meanwhile, finished on 64 off 70 balls, held the innings together after it threatened to implode. Openers Kushal Pereira and Tilakaratne Dilshan had 75, a little more than 12 overs. Both men fell just shy of half centuries, and wickets tumbled in the middle overs. Pakistan's innings had earlier been a misfiring affair. The most substantial partnership was the 58 that Mohammad Hafeez shared with his captain Misbah-ul Haq for the 4th wicket. It took an unbeaten cameo of 41 off 38 balls from Anwar Ali to lift Pakistan to 232. Lasith Malinga took wickets at a different stage of the Pakistan run chase and ended as the pick of the Sri Lankan bowlers with 4 for 57. South Africa finished day 2 of the second test against India in Durban on 82 for none. Dale Steyn took 6 wickets to bowl India out for 334. After rain washed out the morning session, India lost 9 wickets for 153 runs in 1.5 sessions to cede the advantage that Murali Vijay and Cheshwar Pujara had given them on day 1. Vijay made 97, with Pujara falling for 70. Steyn ended with 6 for 130 overs, with Mornay Morkel, his partner in crime, picking up 3 for 50 from 23.5 overs. Vernon Philander, Jacques Callis, Robin Peterson and JP Duminy provided able support, while Ajinkya Rahane ended on 51 not out. The Proteas opening pair of Graham Smith and Alvaro Peterson then came out in a determined mood on a pitch that was flat, despite so much moisture around it in the morning. And Australia closed day 2 of the 4th Ashes Test in Melbourne on 164 for 9 for early bowling out the tourists for 255. Mitchell Johnson picked up his 3rd 5-wicket haul of the series, as Australia bowled out England an hour into the day's play to seize the initiative. But for the first time in the series, the Australian batting lineup collapsed and they limped 164 for 9 by stumps. Chris Rodge just about held their batting together and reached his 50 shortly after tea, but a brilliant catch from Ian Bellett slip removed Steve Smith, and when Rogers fell soon after, Australia were in all sorts of trouble. Stuart Broad and James Anderson were the picks of the bowlers for England, claiming 3 for 30 and 3 for 50 respectively. Brad Haddin remains unbeaten on 43, and Australia's hopes of getting close to parity with England would appear to rest almost entirely on his shoulders.